Finally, this hour to a new book, and an unusual one. It's part poetry, part music release, and part art book, inspired by the work of the artist Ed Ruscha. The book is being described as a trialogue, a conversation among three artists. Anthea Raymond reports from Los Angeles.
Three clowns coming together. That's how iconic Los Angeles painter Ed Ruscha describes the project Dirty Baby, based on his so-called censor strip paintings from the 1980s and 90s.
You get three crazy people together like this and make a book like Dirty Baby, and well, it's a new kind of thing.
The two other clowns are guitarist Nels Klein, who splits his time between the rock band Wilco and his own avant jazz band, the Nels Klein Singers, and writer and producer David Breskin.
When different art forms get together and mate, the offspring you get is not pure. It is a mutt. It is a complicated, noisy, voluptuous, and perhaps really interesting mutt.
Breskin first suggested the coupling several years ago to Ruscha, who'd seen another poetry music image project the writer produced on painter Gerhard Richter.
He presented this idea of poems, of gozzles. Well, that sent me right running to the dictionary. I knew it was something like a haiku.
Something like a haiku, but not exactly. More like a series of couplets that rhyme not at the end, but in the middle.
Fistful of aliens. Opened, sprinkled, twirl of seeds on Aa Erpahoihoi. Breaking news. Nature's prayer beads on Aa Erpahoihoi.
David Breskin.
In this case, I found a very restrictive form, a poetic form, that I felt was as tight and limiting as Ruscha's own formal language, because Ruscha's language is very, very specific.
Ruscha's visual language incorporates cityscapes, gas stations, buildings on Sunset Boulevard, and sometimes just text. But the 66 paintings in Dirty Baby border on pure abstraction. They have no text, except in the titles. Many have no images, except rectangular blocks on color fields, the censor strips that suggest where words would be. Ed Ruscha.
My works are a lot of the time based on instant inspiration and sometimes foolish things that bounce off of walls and off of the pavement, and I just grab these things and use them. They seem to fit a pattern of some trail I'm on.
It was up to David Breskin to find a pattern in these works. Not only did he write and record poems based on each image, the former journalist and novelist structured the images into two narratives using themes from Ruscha's work. He passed those storylines along to Nels Klein.
He was sending me Ed Ruscha books in the mail to learn more about Ruscha and see more of Ruscha's work. But I was very familiar with Ruscha's work, having grown up in L.A. and having worked in an art bookstore for years. But I remember when his small books that he published himself were an impulse buy in the hip bookshops.
Klein wrote one long suite to illustrate the 33 images on side A, ordered in what Breskin calls a time-lapse version of Western civilization. The piece starts simply with acoustic guitar and harmonica and moves to an electronic industrial sound. Side B of Dirty Baby takes on America and the conflict in the Middle East.
Rapid dominance, severe shock and awe, a sparkling doctrine, austere shock and awe.
Breskin built it around Ruscha's cityscape works, which use threats and gangster language like "Be careful, else we be banging on you" as titles. Klein wrote 33 distinct compositions corresponding to each image and poem.
I knew that there were going to have to be Middle Eastern musical flavors, that there was going to be some metal. At least that was my idea, since we're torturing people with heavy metal. And we talked about film noir because of the threats. A lot of these are dialogue from film noir, and film noir soundtracks are among my favorites.
Falcons, hornets, eagles, nighthawks, osprey, tomcats, spirits, thunderbolts, shelve mercy. air-launched cruises, sea-launched cruises, Blackhawks, Chinooks, Apache Longbows, Curve Mercy.
After the record was finished, Dirty Baby took to the stage in Los Angeles for a concert performance. David Breskin read his Gosles. Nels Klein conducted two ensembles playing his music. Ed Ruscha sat in the audience and saw his pictures projected above it all.
It doesn't make me learn anything more about my own incompetencies and stance as an artist, but it really adds something to see him riff on these images. It's someone else's take on my work that I don't often get to see.
Ruscha was pleased, although he says he listens mostly to 60s R&B these days. For NPR News, I'm Anthea Raymond in Los Angeles.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.